Country Women in Business on Tip FM. Funded by Commission Na Mban with the television licence fee. Tipperary's
Tip FM. And I'm delighted to be joined in the studio by a businesswoman that's no stranger to you at all, because she's frequently part of our Friday panel, and that's Andrea Keenan of the Foot Care Centre in Clonmel. Andrea, lovely to see you.
Thank you, Fran, and good morning to all your listeners.
I'm not sure how comfortable you are with this, because the spotlight on you now as opposed to topics, I suppose.
I'm not as comfortable. People who know me won't agree with that, because I'm very confident. But yeah, not talking about me personally is a bit more difficult.
Well, let's talk a little bit about you, though. The accent always led me to believe that you had spent a lot of time in the UK. That's not quite the case, Andrea.
No, I was... My parents are from here. My mother's from Myglass. My father's from Lochgraffan. And they went to England, and I was born there, and I left at 9 when they emigrated to Australia. And I lived in Australia for about 20 years, just over 20 years, and I'm back in Ireland almost 30 years. I'm 60 this year, so I'm back almost 30 years.
Can I ask you what made you come back to Ireland?
I used to come backwards and forwards. So from the time we went, I went at 9. The first time I came back was 17, and then I came back at 21, and I think I came back around 26. And in the end, you can't, from Australia, it's a huge undertaking, and you can't keep... It wasn't coming for holidays. I was coming from long periods of time,
yes.
Months. A year at one stage. And in the end, I just had to make a decision, where did I want to live? And it wasn't Australia. And I've never looked back, really.
And can I ask you, why not Australia? Because there's an exodus of young people now from here heading to Australia.
I was very lucky. I'm a lucky person, Fran. I was very lucky there. I had a good job. I was a legal secretary. I had my own house. I just didn't feel I fitted in. Just, I don't know why, I can't explain that. I just didn't feel I fitted in there. So, and when I came back, I used to love it here. I have a big family here. I don't see so much of them anymore, but I have a big family, cousins and my aunts and uncles have passed since, most of them, but... I've got friends here. I'm part of the community. I'm married here. Well, I'm married in Rome, but I married an Irish man. My daughter was born here, and she lives with me. And my life is here now. Certainly, I don't think I'll ever go back to Australia. I have family there, but I don't.
And on a wet, damp morning like this morning, does it not make you hark back to those sunny
times? No, I can't bear the heat. I cannot bear the heat. Even people, if they come into the clinic and I get the sun in the morning on those really hot days we had for the fortnight last year, I'd be flat out on the floor. Yeah, I'm just not able for the heat. I mean, I don't like the grey all the time, but I run. I'm trying to run again, and it's easier to run in this than it is in 30 degree heat.
I suppose it is indeed. Now, we always associate you with foot care, but as you said to us, that wasn't originally your career.
No, I was a legal secretary, and legal secretary for a long time, in both in Australia and here in Ireland. I worked in Dublin as well as locally for a few solicitors. But I'm a diabetic, and I was diagnosed about 2006, and with diabetes comes other issues, and one of them is retinopathy, so that's your eyesight, but the other one is foot care. Due to too much glucose, too much sugar in your blood can give you peripheral neuropathy, which is deadening of the nerve endings. So it's your feet are sensitive. Mm. So you could walk on something and perhaps not feel it if you have uncontrolled diabetes. I don't want to frighten anyone, but people should be looking at their feet, maybe getting a little handheld mirror, putting it on the floor, and just keep making sure there's no wounds, no redness, no swelling, etc. But anyway, so I have to go to a person myself. And I said to her, I'd love to do what you're doing. And Valerie, shout out to Valerie, she said, you can. And she gave me the details. And that was it. I never looked back.
But it was quite a bit of study.
A lot of study. So that was a diploma. Foot health practitioner is what I am now, which would have been traditionally a chiropodist. So it's routine foot care. But I'm now doing a podiatry degree, a Bachelor of Science in podiatry. So I'm on my third year. I'm almost finished and I have one more to go. But you see, things change and medicaments change and procedures change and I have a bit more information now, so I can impart that to my patients. So it is good for me as well, but good for them.
And this obviously was a passion for you, Andrea, but alongside that, then, if you want to be successful, you have to be a businesswoman. And what about that? Does that come naturally to you?
does now.
Yeah.
I'm doing this for 7 years. It certainly didn't in the beginning. I never thought, I like law, but I love being my own boss, I must admit now. Mm. And law wasn't somewhere I wanted to go into as a lawyer. But I heard of a Start Your Own Business course run by the local enterprise office, Leo. And it was at the time, it was in near the GAA around there somewhere. Oh, no, it was the early learning place there on the Western Road. And I can't remember the person's name. He was terrific. He came from Galway side, I think, but he was real engaging, real positive. We all had our own little ideas. I knew there was a niche for my job because I used it.
Mm.
I knew it. How long I had to wait to see the person to do my feet. So I knew there was a need for another person, another pair of hands.
Right.
So that was, I was luckier than most. I knew there was a need there.
And there was a market there.
That's exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. Yeah. So, but this gentleman was incredibly positive. It didn't matter what people were thinking of food, they were thinking of beauty products, they were thinking of all different things. But with Leo comes courses. Some of them are free. Comes mentoring, and that is free. And I was very lucky to meet a lady by the name of Barbara, whose name now escapes me, goodness gracious. She's based in Waterford, but she was coming up to do mentoring. But as I had my idea on which direction I was going in, she helped me with my name, my branding, and also my logo. She designed that, or her team designed that. And I never look back. It's so catchy. It's the shape of a foot, but it's in lines. Lines.
And it's very clever, and it works so well.
It's very
well,
appealing.
Yes,
and even from a distance, you can see what it is. And she was excellent. And she helped also with, like, my name. I used to be called Happy Feet.
Mm.
And then she said to me, what does that mean? Are you a shoe shop? Are you a dancer? And you have to be focused. So it helps. If you have mentoring is just invaluable. If you have someone who can mentor you and they have no skin in the game, they just want to help you move forward.
It's so important, isn't it?
It's
invaluable. So therefore, the foot care centre, and it
That's
is what it says.
It is exactly what it says on the tin.
Yeah.
So I'm very lucky. They designed a logo for me, helped me change the name. It was my idea, but maybe they pushed me in that direction, but it made sense. People look at the name and they know straight away what it is, what I do. Yeah.
It's interesting, with the exception of the gentleman you said helped you through Leo, that it was other women who mentored and helped you out as well.
Well, I'm part of the Satterbury Women in Business, which is affiliated with local enterprise office. They assist us with courses, speakers, and they were all like-minded women. So we all have, there's another lady doing feet, but then there's other people doing, I don't know, makeup or running shops, books, the book market. Rosie's one of them. Mm. All sorts from diverse areas. A lot of wellness, all these sorts of areas, which would traditionally probably be female, like beauty, etc.
Yes.
Not exclusively, but traditionally. And I think the lady who helped me, actually there was a few men, a finance man, and we had a finance lady as well, but there was a finance man, he came. We'd often have speakers, but we actually try and promote, because we're women in business, we try and promote women in business.
Of course,
so our speakers would be female, etc. It would be female focused, purely because not everybody is happy. You know, it's hard sometimes to express yourself and how you want to run your business, and perhaps a lady maybe going through similar issues with maybe finance or balancing your responsibilities at home. You might have childcare, you might have elderly parents. You might actually, some of our members are working a full-time job while they are getting the concept together for the business that they might like to do. So the balance, it's a balancing act sometimes.
Of course, and generally for women, being in business is a balancing act. Were there particular challenges being a woman, Andrea, if you know what I mean?
Finance is a big one. A lot of the time, we wouldn't, our members, generally speaking now, wouldn't have had much contact with the bank, only a bank account. So even just trying to, who do we approach? And they'd ask about a business plan. So I was lucky enough with this Start Your Own Business course. They would help you with the business plan to set it up. And, like, I knew what I was going to do. I was fairly focused. So it was easy enough for me to try and do predictions. But it's you need courage. You need mentorship. You need help. It's not easy going forward to someone and this is your little baby, your little business baby, and someone maybe pulling at a sun to go, well, actually, there's 15 of them around the corner and we don't think, you know, you're a viable project. I was lucky enough that I had startup costs. I had that myself. It's expensive, even just the marketing, logos, setting up my clinic. I had to have all the professional gear, the pod chair, the dust extraction drill, my autoclave, very important. All my instruments are scrubbed and put inside an autoclave at 136 degrees. So when they come out, they are clinically clean.
So you had to have all of this.
Oh, you have to have infection control is very incredibly important.
Of course it is, yes.
Yeah. So, and we had to work then when the challenges like COVID and things like that. So, look, finance is difficult, but having confidence to do it is that's hard as well, to even ask the first question, where do I go, where do I start? It's not easy, I think, for women. We're used to more, and it depends on the role again. Like, I'm doing a predominantly female type of work, and therefore it's a little bit easier when I go to someone. It's, you know, that's what a lot of women do.
I would imagine, though, that, okay, your expertise will take that for granted. But the kind of people skills you need, Andrea, did you have those already? Because you're in a very intimate situation with people, aren't you?
I did, really. I did. I mean, most of my patients would... I'm very open about my life. And most of my patients would know that I was going on holiday. They would know my daughter. They often come in and say, how's your daughter getting on?
Yeah.
I hope she's not listening. No, everybody doesn't know your business, Ashley. It's okay. they do. I'm an open book.
Yeah.
People know me. That's the way I am.
And so you build a relationship with the people coming.
And actually, some people come in and you're a third party. You're not involved in any of maybe their dynamics. And maybe sometimes they just want to, have a chat.
Right.
Yeah, we're a bit like the hairdressers. You know, where women will understand that. You're going to hairdresser, how are you today? Oh, yeah, the kids are doing this and the grandchildren are doing that. And it's just, I try and make it, you know, you can tell actually some people don't like that. So I find that hard to keep stum. I must admit, but most people like it on
matter. I would imagine. Yeah. What troubles me a little bit about what you do and why I certainly couldn't do it is dealing with people's feet. Is that ever a problem for you?
Never.
Never?
Never.
And you would come across extreme situations,
absolutely.
Would you?
And for all different reasons. I mean, people are embarrassed sometimes coming to someone for their feet.
Yeah.
But I have people come who are blind, so they can't see their feet. They shouldn't be cutting their nails.
I would never have even thought of that.
Yeah, they may have arthritis, so they can't hold a nipper or a nail clipper, or they can't bend. Maybe it's in their back.
Yeah.
They may be overweight or have health issues that prohibits them from bending forward. They could be just older and we don't want them bending forward because they can keep going and topple. I mean, there's lots of reasons. Some come because it's easier.
Yes.
Because they pay a few euros to me, more than a few, but I'm very grateful, thank you very much. And I do it for them. They come for a chat, they might make a day of it. Maybe if they're coming in from somewhere and they can maybe go for coffee or lunch or whatever the case may be. And sometimes it's just easier for them if somebody else does it. Now, I would see all sorts of things. I have routine things that people come with, things like Hatsky and callus. And a lot of the time that's from friction and pressure on their footwear. So I would talk to them about their shoes.
Yes.
To maybe get something a little bit softer or something a little bit more supportive, depending. Comfort is everything. It doesn't matter how good the shoe is. You know, it could be the most expensive shoe in the country, but if it's not comfortable, they ain't going to wear it. So comfort is everything. Corns are a big issue as well. Again, that's friction and pressure, and it could be... Now, there's lots of reason people get callus and corns. Could be rheumatoid arthritis, where they have bone deformity. or bony prominences, hamartos. It's out of their control. It's nothing they've done.
Of course,
it's just
yes.
life.
And what about the balance between men and women? Would you have far more women coming to you?
Well, no, it's probably 60-40.
Oh, is it? Okay, I thought it would be less even, yeah.
No, a lot of men come, actually, a lot if, say, they're getting a new knee or getting a new hip or have had one.
Yes.
Then they can't get down. But I have a lot come very regular to me. But maybe not as regular as the women. They might come every maybe 3 months or maybe even 4 months. I'm quite happy if people want to cut their toenails if they can in between a visit to me, because they'll notice any changes I won't necessarily.
Right. And when people come into you, maybe for routine treatment or whatever, do you come across occasions where you spot something else then?
I have indeed, yeah. Yes. I've had people with ulcers. I had a lady with cellulitis, had a sore foot. If anyone's ever had cellulitis, the signs are it's red, it's tender to touch, and your foot or leg will be swollen. So this, what's a very common cause, 95% cellulitis caused by athlete's foot. So the athlete's foot in itself is not a huge issue, but if your skin becomes macerated and it breaks down, so you have a little cuts, then it's an entry point for bacteria.
Oh. So you pass people on?
Oh,
then,
I refer
them,
a lot,
yes.
Yeah. And I refer a lot of people also for footwear. So there's a gentleman up in 2H, and he would make bespoke footwear and insoles, orthosis. So if they have a medical, so unfortunately you have to have a medical card for that referral to him up there. But I would refer a lot, yeah, because people can't always find a comfortable shoe.
There may be a woman or women listening to us today who might have an idea or a passion that they want to turn into a business. What advice would you give, Andrea?
Go for it. The only regret you're going to have is I regret I didn't do this 10 years more earlier. Yeah, it's a very good business, Simon. I'm so pleased. I'm so lucky. I'm not a lucky person. But just do it. Go speak to other business women. You can come to our Women in Business meetings. It's on the first Wednesday of each month, and not always in Clamel. Sometimes we vary it. Go to Leo. They're excellent advice and information.
Right. There's
there.
Information out there.
There is, but it
but
is knowing
it.
Where. Well, it's knowing where to go as well.
Yes.
Local enterprise is good. Chamber of Commerce, but they normally have. It's a big business there, but I mean, I'm sure they can redirect you if need be. Women in Business. We're on Facebook and Instagram. I think. Don't ask me.
Right, but there's more help than ever before out there. Before I let you go, can I ask you? You had a car accident about a year ago.
I did, last July.
It could have been extremely serious, couldn't it?
Actually, no, it still affects me to this day.
I was going to ask you that. What difference has that made to your life?
Oh, huge difference to my
life. Because you could have been killed.
Yeah,
Andrea,
I could have been,
yeah.
and only for luck, somebody who just was just looking after me. And I had Sophie, she's a first emergency responder, driving past, and her boyfriend Raymond, a young chappie, got up on top of the car, and my car had flipped, and he opened the door and helped me out, and two men who were just passing, they caught me as I come down off the roof. I walked away. I didn't have a scratch, not an ache, nothing, but mentally. And when them poor children died 2 weeks later, I just couldn't understand why I survived. Why me and not them? They had their whole lives ahead of them. Still affects me to this day. But I am so grateful. I was in America there 3 weeks ago with my daughter. I just said, now I've got a second chance. I have to go live my life. And that's it has changed the way I drive. I'm now more cautious. Anyone who knows my driving probably is quite happy with that. But instead of running and racing everywhere, now I take time.
Well, Andrea, we wish you well. I know how busy you are, but if people want to make an appointment with you,
please
can do so, I guess.
So Vicky's in the clinic at the moment, 052-61-21013, or the mobile is 083-871-8010. Vicky will take your call. I am busy. We will try and help everyone as much as we can.
Lovely to see you, and we wish you the very best, Andrea. Thanks very much for dropping into us today. Thank you. We'll take a break back in just a moment.
Tip today with Fran Curry.
With Slattery's Garage, puck on. You can't beat experience. With over 50 years maintaining Peugeot cars and vans, we like to call ourselves the experts. Call Slattery's Garage for a free vehicle health check today. 067 24111 or slatterysgarage.ie.